Welcome to the audio introduction for King James, written by Rajiv Joseph and directed by Alice Hamilton. Performances run until the 4th of January, with evening performances Monday through Saturday at 7:45 p.m. and matinee performances on Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:45 p.m. The show is 1 hour and 40 minutes long with an interval. Access tickets are £12.50. To become an Access member, please email access@hampsteadtheatre.com or call our box office on 0207 722 9301. As you enter the Hampstead Theatre, the box office is directly to your left. If you require any assistance, please ask a member of staff. The cast of King James features Sam Mitchell as Matt and Enya Koronko as Sean. The fortunes of the Cavaliers are about to change. The great LeBron James, the biggest star in basketball, is coming to Cleveland. But when superfan Matt's latest business venture turns sour, he has to sell his most prized possession, his pair of Cavs season tickets. The buyer, Sean, just sold his first short story, so watching his team in the flesh for the first time will be a sweet reward. Now just to figure out what to do with that second ticket. Thrown together by chance, the next 12 years prove as defining, dramatic, and sometimes heartbreaking for Matt and Sean as they do for the Cavs, and for King LeBron James. As you enter through the studio, you walk towards the middle of the space with a bank of seating to your left. In the middle of the studio is the performance space, with another bank of seating on the far side. This audio introduction will be told from the perspective of the near side seating bank, which you will have walked past to enter. The set is an underground American bar. There is a ribbed, arched ceiling going from left to right above it. The floor is straight-planked, warm, maple-coloured wood. On the left is a wooden-topped bar counter with two wooden bar stools in front of it. Behind the counter is a muted, slightly grubby-looking wall with a large back bar fixed in the middle. The back bar is comprised of three shelves, each one lined with various wine bottles. The shelves are set within a warm-coloured wooden frame that has a shallow arch at the top. The sides of the frame are 20 cm wide panels running from the bottom shelf to the top of the arch, with a cylindrical wall light ensconced in the middle of each one. At the far end of the bar is a doorway through which the actors sometimes enter and exit. Between where the bar counter stops and the door is a tall, thin, rectangular grey catering bin, which is often used in lieu of a basketball hoop. The characters throwing and dunking balls of scrunched paper into it as if they are basketballs. On the right-hand side of the room is another wall. In its middle is the entrance door with a window set in the middle. There is a plastic slatted blind pulled down. Above the door is an Art Deco style glass panel, rectangle in shape with a curved top. The panel has a Rennie Macintosh style geometric rectangular pattern made up of blue and green stained glass. Just below the panel, fixed into either side of the doorframe, are two more cylindrical lights. The walls on either side of the door are dominated by a window that sits in each with their blinds pulled down. Just in front and downstage from the door is a ribbed metal umbrella stand with two umbrellas in it. In the centre of the bar's floor are three low, round tables with bowed metal legs and a round ceramic tiled top that has a circular pattern of cream, orange and yellow diamond shapes. Each table has two low wooden bar stools at it. At the beginning of Act 1, the character Matt enters with a scrunched up ball of paper. He is pretending this is a basketball and mimicking dribbling it around the space before attempting to score a goal by getting it in the grey bin. As Act 2 begins, the setting has changed. The action now takes place in a used furniture store. On the left-hand wall, there are draped a series of slightly faded, ornate rugs with old framed pictures leaning on them and rested on the floor. The doorway has a bead curtain across it. There is a small formica table with an 80s-style cassette player recorder and a small carriage clock on it. In front of the rug wall is a rectangular block shop counter. The front is a panel of striped wood with a thin horizontal window at the top displaying a range of watches and jewellery on a swathe of green material. In front of the counter and covering the middle of the room's floor is a large square faded ornate rug with a muted red and orange pattern on it. At the far corner of the rug is a wooden globe drinks cabinet. The right-hand wall still has the entrance door with pulled down blind and stained glass above it. The windows on either side of the door now have white lace curtains pulled across them and light coming in through them. In front of the window is an array of bric-a-brac, a table with a wooden-handled tray on it full of old books and ornaments, beside it a woven basket and a vintage tan suitcase. There is an umbrella stand downstage from the door, ceramic white with a blue chinoiserie floral pattern on it and two umbrellas in it. Beside it is another table with more books on it and some red and black rollerblades underneath it. In front of the table is a padded, backed green formica chair.
My name is Sam Mitchell. My pronouns are he, him. I'm white and I have no visible disability. My character is a white American. His name is Matt. He's a male and his pronouns are he, him. My character is 21 at the start of the play and 33 by the end of the play. He is just over 6 foot tall, medium to lean build. My character's hair is medium to short in length, dark blonde in colour. It's wavy and slightly curly. It's usually pushed over to one side with a slight parting, but isn't styled very neatly. My character's hair becomes better styled as he gets older throughout the play. My facial hair is shaven, but not wet shaven. There is a very slight stubble. My character's movements can be tense, relaxed, sloppy and lazy. He tends to stand with his hands in his pockets, front or back, or on his hips. He uses his hands to articulate his emotions. He can tend to touch his mouth or hair when he's listening to people speak. His shoulders are sometimes tense and lifted up. His gaze can often be down towards the floor, just in front of him. When my character is younger, his clothes are baggier fitted, and as he gets older, he wears darker colours and clothes that are tighter fitted.
My name is Enyi Okoronkwo. I'd prefer if you used the pronouns he and they when referring to me. And I would describe my skin colour as black. I do not have a visual disability. The character is an African American from Cleveland. His name is Sean. And he is a man and should be referred to with he, him pronouns. We follow Sean through the ages of 21 to 33. He has light stubble and he wears his hair in cornrow braids, which is sometimes covered by a do-rag. He is slim and of average height, and he is reserved in his movement unless he is excited or drunk, then he can be quite explosive.